Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Fan House Podcast. I am your host today, Javon. You already know, the voice of Chelsea on this channel. And I'm here with my brothers, Andrew and Ryan.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Today, we will be discussing the Euros. This is our European Championship preview. Let's get into it. Guys, how you doing? First of all, let me please introduce you to my brothers. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. It's a beautiful Saturday out here. Summer break, you know, club football's gone. We got international football coming up. I can't wait to get into it.
Man, you know, I've been doing good. You know, we've been out here playing a little bit of soccer lately. Been
so shaped, the league settings, bro.
Things are feeling good. You know, international break coming up. And for once, I don't mind it. Given we're not even going to talk about everything else domestic.
Exactly. Strictly international football. So where you guys want to start?
The Euros.
Yep. We're going to start with the Euros. All right, let's get into it. I'm going to share my screen of all the teams that qualified, and then we're going to just go through it. So let us go. All right. So Group A, we have Germany, Hungary, Scotland, and Switzerland. Group B sees Croatia, Spain, Italy, and Albania. Group C, we have Serbia, England, Denmark, Slovenia.
It's coming home.
To what? Group D, Netherlands.
What's your home?
That's what I want to know. Group D, we have Netherlands, France, Austria, Poland. Group E, we have Belgium, Ukraine, Romania, Slovakia. Group F, we have Portugal. Czech Republic, Georgia, and Turkey. Now, all of these groups, which, first off, I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think is the group of death?
B?
What's it called? Croatia, Spain, Italy, all duking it out in that one group.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there really a group of death if three teams can potentially leave the group? Or the top four of the third-place teams?
Not really, because, only the bottom two of those third-place spots are really leaving, right? So,
yeah. It's not bad. You have more teams qualifying than you have teams being eliminated from the group stage.
Yeah, for instance, I still see Scotland going as well. So, like,
see that. You know, we're going to get into it, so let me not say too much too early. But I agree. But definitely the toughest group to win would be Group B. Croatia has a good squad. This is probably Luka Matic's last run. It's looking bleak. The issue with Group B for me is I don't know what version of Spain is going to show up.
I'm not predicting much out of them.
Tricky one, too.
They'll get out of the group, but I think once it comes to the knockouts, depending on who they draw in their first round or second round, but I don't know. Their team is underdeveloped, but it's just the experience just isn't there. Yeah, they also have a couple of injuries, and I don't think they have that killer up top either for strikers.
They're not as potent as they once were. Yeah, I was just about to say they still have that striker issue from of old, you know, so that has never really went away. Andrew, what do you think? Which other group do you think we're gonna get some tasty outcomes in?
Some tasty outcomes. Honestly, I don't think there's gonna be really too many like dark horses coming in and upsetting teams, to be honest. At least until we get outside of the group stages for the most part.
No, Iceland. You're not seeing that Iceland run from 2016. We're not seeing that from anyone.
They did just beat England in the friendly.
But they're not. They're not in this.
But like, it's I honestly don't see too many. So, for instance, like when I did my predictions, like I had the only one I had going through that may not make it through is Serbia. Okay. Serbia is probably the main one that I think could potentially cause an upset, but that's about it.
Okay.
See what you're saying. Ryan, what are you thinking regarding the groups that we have here? What do you think could potentially
I mean Group wise, everything seems pretty well balanced, even though, like I said, there's a couple of third place teams making that out of it. I want to focus more a little bit on Group A, because you look at Scotland, Hungary, Switzerland. Hungary did pretty good in their qualifications. Scotland have that little bit of a fight to them. And Switzerland, they're a good team, even though I remember they got blown out by Portugal in the World Cup. They're still a very good team. So I could see, for the second place spot, I could see a good mix-up between those three teams.
I think Switzerland finishes second, Scotland gets third, Hungary fourth.
Hungary, don't
sleep on
Hungary.
Don't sleep on Hungary.
They could be that dark horse.
I'm not sleeping on them, to be honest. I just think it's just where I feel that.
Okay.
They definitely have dark horse potential. I just don't know if they're going to turn it on.
Okay. I'm going to go through with my predictor, and then I'll let you guys share your screen. And we'll kind of just see whose predictor will be right at the end of the day. Maybe one of us, maybe none of us, you know. But for me, let's do this per group. For me, I genuinely think it could look something like this.
Yeah, really? Scotland in second?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You think a mixed sauce is going to have a good tournament?
Why Switzerland 4?
Dear I...
No, Germany are... No. No.
What is your idea with Scotland 4? Because,
They've played well. They've been playing well.
They win by 1-0s. Okay. And against Germany. No.
Their midfield and, their back line is pretty decent, Scotland.
When you're doing your predictor, you do whatever you want. This is my predictor.
We're criticizing your predictor.
Bro, then let's speed run it then. Let's get it going.
All right. That's my group A. This is... this is a tasty group. I kind of like that it's good we're doing this live. You know?
I'll tell you who's fourth in that one.
So I'm leaving Albania fourth because of the whole Armando Broja situation, and he didn't help us at Chelsea. Boy, so that's
he was going to be the big difference in this one, yeah.
I'm going to go with this.
I could see it.
It's too much unknown. Italy haven't really rooted up any trees. They haven't really played well.
I could see it.
This is Modric's last dance. Yeah, man. See there. That's for me. Group B.
Yeah, because Italy can hold off Spain's attack, probably.
All right. Sita now. It's
coming home, baby.
Group.
You can hear them from across the pond. It's coming home. You can hear that.
I'm going to do two here.
This is what
I expect. But don't be surprised if it's something like this.
Gareth Southgate, you will lose your job if you don't finish first in this group.
Don't be surprised if it's something like...
Damn, how bad do you think England is going to choke on this, man?
Oh, man. No. This is what I expect. Don't get it twisted. But don't be surprised if this happens.
Will you expect England, Serbia, Denmark?
Yes. But I wouldn't be surprised if this happened. Do we agree?
Okay.
Do we agree?
Because Southgate's capable.
Exactly. But for the people, let me just brief intermission, guys. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. All right.
If you hate Tottenham,
it's international football, bro. Why Tottenham catching strays out here?
They always catch it.
This is how marketing works. This is how it works.
Okay. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Get the likes up, get the algorithm up. I promise you guys we'll be covering the European Championship and Copa America. All right, back into it. Group D.
Why? You could argue that this is a group of death as well, to be honest.
Austria. Don't sleep on Austria, guys. Don't sleep on Austria.
No, because I think Austria could finish ahead of Poland, but I don't think they're going to finish ahead of France.
This is what I expect.
The Netherlands can finish ahead of France, but I don't think I expect them to.
Yeah, I think this will happen, but don't be surprised if we say, ah, I'm gonna stick to it. I'm only gonna give myself a leeway for that England.
Poland could be the team
You think you think Poland's out entirely? You don't think they get third?
I think they could screw up someone's
That's
you know,
true. Let me stick to this.
Potential like Poland or Austria are definitely gonna fuck up somebody's day.
Yeah, and Austria is a good team themselves.
Mm-hmm. You're right. All right, Belgium.
I mean, this is pretty.
This one, the thing is, it's not the same Belgium. Definitely a regressed Belgium. But I think they topped this group.
Yeah, I'm going to go with this. Ukraine has some baller, some players in there.
They do, but for tournament football, maybe it's Slovakia over them.
Given the teams that they're playing against, I think they can
think they could qualify second. I'm going to leave it at this. This is for me. Listen, my predictor.
Yeah, Ukraine lucked out, I think, with the group selection, to be honest.
Portugal, listen.
Portugal's a definite.
It's this, right?
Yeah.
Listen. The Czechs are another one you don't want to sleep on. They're a solid team themselves.
You don't want to sleep on Turkey either. You know how they ride for it.
You know what? This is me. This is my predictor. I'm going to stop sharing now. And let's see Ryan goes next. Because I don't know what you guys criticize my predictor.
Let's go. So I do have a couple of changes compared to yours, right? Let me go into the chat here. Thought I had it open. Guess not.
You're taking too long. Andrew, you go if you have yours up.
I have the final one up. I don't have it from the beginning.
You don't have it from the group stage? Okay.
I have the final one, too.
For sure. Wait, yeah, for sure. There's another screen.
Yeah, you haven't. Yeah. Because you could just go back to the, you know. And as we can see, so it's gonna be a busy summer. In the meantime, while we get that screen up, what do you guys think about the clubs blocking players from playing in the Olympics?
I could see it. They're protecting their asset, and that's what they're looking at. Is they're protecting their asset too much? Like what happened with Pedri when he was playing all summer long, right? A couple of years ago, I think it was the Euros.
And the Olympics,
and then like straight back into club football, and I think he sustained an injury.
And then he hasn't really come back fully from that injury in terms of playing time.
Yeah, you could say, oh, they're young, they should be playing as much as they can. No, it takes a toll on you, and especially as you get older, you can't run like that when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see it to like certain players, maybe if they're like bit part in their tournament. But at the same time, you're also not going into preseason as well. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I understand it from the club side of things. And for the Olympics, they can only choose like 3 senior players too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So from my perspective, Chelsea blocked Enzo Fernandez and Mikhaila Mudryk. And I actually respect it. I actually respect it because one of them didn't finish the entire season because he had a hernia injury all season. Then to go play Copa America and play Olympics after, that's just too much. Plus, we got a new coach coming in. You have to know and understand the system going into next football.
All right. So let me put mine up real quickly.
I completely agree with that. See, I just go by what's in the contract. If you want to be able to play all the international football, that's something that you can negotiate in the clauses in your contract.
Yeah.
So, like, if you really care that much and that's really what you want to prioritize, you do that in those negotiations and call it at that point.
Yep, most definitely.
All right, so real quickly, I'll speak through this. Germany first. I'm thinking Hungary second here. Sorry, Scots. I think you're out of here.
Wrong. You're sleeping on Scotland.
No, this is it right here. I got that formula right here. Croatia, I'm going to copy your exact groupie. I think this is what's going to play out here. I think the Croatians, they still got that tournament football. Modric, they're going to carry them. England, like I said, is coming home. They better
top. What home? Aren't you Brazilian? What home?
Listen, I'm just echoing their sentiments, man. I'm just echoing.
I know that I think about. Why does Ryan,
I don't know why I'm going for the English.
I know why. It's because Saka plays a vital role for England. That's why.
No,
you hear this? You hear this? Yes, Andrew. He's Bro, doing all of this for Saka.
It's not even Saka. It's not even Saka. I just got a and feeling. I got an inkling. It's delusional, but I got it. It's right there. Hey, look, England first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Serbs over Denmark and Slovenia. Oh, I don't see much from the Slovenia team. France, they have their Mbappe. They're still a stacked squad. Probably the best and balanced squad within the tournament. Definitely the French. The Dutch. Yeah, you can't go wrong there with the Dutch. They're still a solid team themselves. Poland over Austria. I think this group is also going to be tight. I think some of these teams will take away from France. I don't think France will win all their games. Mm-hmm. They'll probably tie one. They'll probably tie two. And then there'll be a mix-up between these two. Not much here on paper for them two. I think it's going to be...
We have audio listeners, so you got to kind of, you know...
okay, my bad. From Group E, Belgium definitely topping this out. Slovakia in second over Ukraine, Romania finishing dead last.
All because Mudryk turned y'all down. You don't want... Okay.
No, I think they'll still qualify. I think they'll still qualify into the knockout.
You know what?
Still gets you there.
I keep forgetting that third place is that thing now. I don't like this.
No,
it's very weird.
I got a question for y'all at the end of the video. It's regarding Copa America versus this, but we'll get onto that in a bit. Portugal, topping their group, Group F. I'm thinking Turkey tend to underwhelm in tournaments, so I'm going to put them in third. Czechia in second. Georgia, not that much firepower. And for our audio listeners, I'm sorry. Germany topping their group. They're home. They got this at home. Hungary second. Switzerland third. Scots in fourth. Group B, Croatia, Italy, Spain, Albania. Then Group C, it's coming home. Serbia, Denmark, and Slovenia. How do y'all like
remember,
that?
Remember, these are Ryan's predictions. So if he is wrong, he owes me a beer.
Put $5 on it. You're making money.
Okay. Okay, you're making money. Andrew, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Get
all right, you can't find it, so I'll share my screen and we'll just go through the predictions there. All right. So these are Andrew's predictions. So
let's go. Germany on top.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go with Switzerland next, then Scotland, then Hungary.
Whoa. Okay. So yeah, Hungary don't even qualify. All right.
Yeah.
Bold.
That's what happens.
Can you explain why you think so?
For the most part, because I feel like Switzerland, while I just like the young attacking forwards up top, to be honest. That's really what it comes down to. I like the pace they bring. I think in tournament environments, they'll bring the best out of them. Usually they score more in tournaments than they do for their own club. So that's really why I put Switzerland second.
Okay.
Scotland was because they're midfield. We know about Billy Gilmour and what he can bring. We know how he links up with people like
Super McTominay.
Yeah, it's like they just got a solid like center to them, so I think they will qualify. Mm-hmm. And then Germany, so you know they're going to boss this group regardless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just where it leaves Hungary. No disrespect to them, but that's just where it leaves them.
Okay. So, Group B.
Okay, so... I'm gonna have to be a bit of a wild card on here because y'all both went a little safe with this with Croatia. So I'm gonna put Italy on top, Spain second.
Croatia I feel like that's what people would generally put based off of these teams' history.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the history,
I don't think we went safe. I think you're going safe.
Yeah, you're going safe based on history.
We're like choosing Croatia to top those two.
Yeah, I'm choosing Spain. The last, like, beer, you make years? It through.
If you're saying like the last 3 years, I would expect actually Croatia would be first or second, fighting with either Italy or Spain, whichever one of them wants to actually get their shit together for this tournament. It's like the way I see this is that Croatia is going to be consistent. They're going to play at like a level that's going to get them first or second. Then it's going to be up to Italy or Spain to actually get their shit together to actually play well for this tournament and get their deficiencies in order. Because with Spain, you can see them going 0-1. You can see them literally finishing third horrifically. Or you can see them bossing the entire thing because they have the potential to do that.
Mm. Maybe in a couple of years. No.
That's what.
No. No, this ain't Xavi and Iniesta Busquets coming here. No,
there's three teams here at the group stage level, I'm saying, bossing it. Not this entire tournament.
we'll see. We'll see.
You got a tougher sell on me with that.
And again, people, please like, share, and subscribe and comment. please get the likes up. We need to improve on the likes. These are Andrew's views.
Yes. Not Spain's performances are going to be. Spain's performances are going to be good. I'm not saying they're going to. They may not get the results, but their performances will be good. That's why I'm going to hold y'all on that.
All right.
So yeah, England on top. We're going to do Group Denmark C second.
For our audio listeners.
Yeah, Group C, England on top, Denmark second, Serbia third, Slovenia fourth.
This is pretty much what we had it, except Denmark, yeah. Serbia's. Yeah.
Like I said, for me, I don't know, but okay.
Yeah, ain't nothing special about it. That's where I feel they're going. England got Palmer now, Javon. So there's more counterweight to the Southgate-ism that's going on. He's
giving me
here.
Crap about Saka.
I didn't use Palmer as a factor because I don't know if he's going to start. We'll get into that. We'll do after we finish the group predictions. We'll kind of talk about some of the squads, here. So Group D.
All right, Group D, France on top, Netherlands second, Poland third, Austria fourth.
Okay.
Honestly, France, they're the big ballers. They're going to do it. Netherlands, they just got talent. They've got like solid 7 out of 10 performances across the pitch. That's why I put them second. Poland, they got like 7 out of 10s in like a fourth of the pitch. So that's why I put them third. Austria is more like 2 positions they got a solid 7 out of 10.
You know what I just noticed with these? Never mind. I was going to say something stupid. All right. Group E.
Group E. Belgium, Ukraine, Romania, Slovakia. In that order. Right there. The Ukraine, Usain Bolt, as expressions will put it, is going to keep them in second. Romania and Slovakia, just honestly, they just ain't going to cut it compared to the other two teams in the group. They just slightly steps above Belgium in that, you know, top 5 in the Euros fashion. Okay. Ukraine, more like top 20. Romania, Slovakia, I mean, they qualified in the Euros, so they're technically top 20, but I don't really, you know, they're not really there.
Okay, and then the final group, Group F.
That will be Portugal. That will then be Turkey because, honestly, I'm just going completely irrational. I just like the way they support their teams and their clubs and their actual country as well as for their national team. They just go really hard for them.
Who, the Turks?
Yeah.
They also invade them, too. They go all – they definitely
destroy the public.
They go extremely hard.
Burn buses. Burn garbages. Yeah, man.
Yeah. They do everything for them. After that, I'll go to Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic.
Oh, Czechoslovakia. Yeah, that hasn't been a thing.
Yeah, like, yeah, you clearly see how worldly we all are here.
This is Slovakia, dude. Okay.
Then, Georgia last.
These flags, bro. Why? I'll get into this. I'll go with that. Anyways, okay, so that is Andrew's predictions for the group stages, right? Let me fix my thing here because I don't know what is this travesty that Andrew did. It's all sort of nonsense, you know.
See, that's why we have a comment section for you guys to tell how wrong Jovan and Andrew are and put your $5 on what I said, you know.
Don't listen to the Brazilian guy that don't play professionally. What else are they good for? Okay. All right. With that being said, I wanted to get into, and that's how we think the group stage is going to go. And then after we see what's actually happened in the group stage, maybe we could do a predictor of the round of 16 and then quarters, semis, and then final. Now, let's have a brief talk about the squad selection and some of the squads. Who has the most talented squad in this Euros?
You mean besides France? Because it's not even like a competition besides talking about them. I mean, then I'd probably say England.
I have a strong argument for England too.
I'd probably say Portugal. Have you seen this Portugal squad?
Portugal is a good shout. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I would 110% say Portugal. Now, some of the squad. Let's talk about some of the England squad selection. Palmer made it, so congratulations to him. Kobe Mainoo made it, congratulations to him. Is this England's best opportunity to win?
In terms of...
And thank you for sharing, by the way.
Yeah, in terms of what they have, right? In terms of, like, the attacking outlet of this, I think they're pretty stacked up there. It's up to Southgate to see how he... Because he's very defensive-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is he going to want to contribute more to the attack? How much is he going to want to risk the further the deeper he goes into the tournament? The defense is where I have my worries with them. You know, some of the guys are aging. Then you have injuries to John Stones just recently in his last friendly with Iceland. Mm-hmm. And the slab from Manchester United. How did I forget his
Maguire?
Name?
Oh, Maguire.
I forgot about him already.
Slab.
Oh, God. But in a sense, he was integral to, I guess you could say, England's successes in previous tournaments of how far they got, because he was consistent under Southgate.
Mm-hmm.
And his injury, I guess, it's looked at as a big blow. So you look at it, their defense, it might look like Konsa and Mark Gay from Crystal Palace starting together for the first time. I could see the pressure getting to them right there, unless John Stones is fine. Mm-hmm. Kyle Walker's most likely a shoo-in for right back. Trent is probably going to play in midfield. I think he's better off in midfield.
Yep.
Because you have players like Trippier who could also play left or right back. And then Luke Shaw, question mark over him. Not the best season for him.
Words on Luke Shaw are that if he's going to play in the Euros, it would be like the second group stage game. Maybe even the third.
Yeah. The midfield, it kind of picks itself between these three right here. This where you start with Rice, Bellingham, and Foden. These guys are undroppable for the clubs. They're undroppable for the national team.
But here's the thing. For the balance, people have been saying Conor Gallagher has to come into this team.
But that's where Southgate got it. You know, will he win the tournament with just Conor Gallagher as a double pivot with Gallagher and Rice? Or go a little bit more offensive-minded?
But if Gallagher sits in that pivot, it gives Rice the leeway to get forward and get more goals like he did at Arsenal.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But then again...
You have an issue here, though, because then you're saying you're going to either drop either Palmer or Saka for Gallagher, essentially, because you're affecting what's going to happen up top then at that point, and whether you're going to go with 2 8s and a 6, or you're going to go with 2 6s and have your 3-1 up top.
But, Andrew, somebody has to hold the bench. Somebody has to hold the bench. I genuinely believe you can't fit all the attacking talent into this squad, because it's going to cause a high level of unbalance.
Some as well, we're also speculating.
Where does that break, then?
What about with Foden's playing more further up in the left-wing position? And then you can include that.
Yeah, I'd start him off the left. I know it's not his best position, but I'd start him off the left, put Jude in that midfield, you know?
Yeah.
And then Saka off the right. And then you... And then that would be my front, because I don't think he's going to start Anthony Gordon.
So you don't have Foden in the midfield then. Who's going to fill that third spot?
Bellingham.
So you have Bellingham, Rice, and who else?
Gallagher.
Because
the thing is, who are you going to play in that central defensive midfield position? Because to me, Kobe Mainoo is more of an 8. He likes to get forward.
I don't think Kobe will see much. I don't think he'll start.
And you can't leave Kobe by himself in the midfield, just sitting alone. He would need a partner. And even if you're going to play Kobe, then you're saying it should be Kobe and Rice sitting a bit deeper, not venturing too much forward.
Do you think Southgate will put his trust on Kobe though to start?
We'll see. You can't predict with these people, with Southgate of all people. Well, let's move on to the forwards.
My thing is, I feel like he's going to put Trent in the midfield.
That could be another option.
That's going to be
start him in there.
Like, he has quality to win this tournament. He has options. He has to choose the right one.
He's got a puzzle there, and he's just got to figure out what is the correct piece for this. And I think his forward one is going to give him a bit of a selection, too, because Kane is obviously starting, right? The thing with Kane is he tends to go back a little bit. So my thought was... Why not start Watkins on the left-hand side and have two forwards changing up, and then Saka on the right?
I would say
I think he's going to go for a winger. I don't think he'll go for Watkins, but that's not a bad shout.
I'd say play Eze off the left if he can.
Or
the Foden off the left, Kane through the middle, and Saka off the right.
I could see that too. The question is, the teams that sit back, because they struggled against Sykes. I get it was a friendly, just a warm-up. But you could tell that they tend to struggle at times to break teams down, especially when the pressure gets onto them.
Yeah, they do.
I want to throw a screwball at y'all. Do you think Southgate, if, say, Stones' injury is worse than we think it is, will opt for more defensive solitude and go to a back five?
The thing is, he's very conservative in the way he plays.
Because to also protect the center backs, too, that are new, like Mark Guehi and all that. Like,
he might go for a more defensive setup, for sure.
I could see it, but maybe he'll do... The thing is, you don't want to risk all your center backs in one go either. But he'll probably put Walker as your right-sided center back. He's done that for City.
And Trent on the other side, yeah.
Trent could play anywhere on both, you know, both fullback positions as well as in the midfield. Yeah. Now, is Trent a starter for you guys? Because I feel like that's like some people say.
It depends on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It depends what you're trying to optimize for, I feel like.
And then the center back positions with Gay and Konsa. I don't think Dunk is going to see much playing time in this, so he'll probably come in at the end if they're holding a 1-0 lead or something like that.
I agree. But see, hey, that pretty much wraps up the talk on the England team. Let's take a look at Portugal before we go.
All yours.
Oh, no, I was saying just switch the teams to Portugal.
Ah. So let me look at Portugal. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, because I believe that apart, we all can kind of figure out what France starting eleven going to be. You just gotta figure out.
The thing with France too is, since we're on them, obviously you have your talisman in Mbappe, right? Mm-hmm. Giroud is still going to this tournament, and listen.
He's
not starting. You know, he'll come off the bench maybe if they're winning like comfortably or if they really need a goal and they need that target man up top.
You never know under the champs.
Griezmann, he'll be like that facilitator guy, you know, running all over the place. I think he'll be France's, not main, but I think he's going to be a very important player for France.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's going to be their right-sided winger? Will it be Kolomwani?
Probably. Dembele. Might be.
Really, Dembele? He's the whole Champions League thing. That was his only highlight of the season.
I think Moana will be the number 9.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. They'll play Griezmann as a cam. Oh, yeah.
Because wouldn't he come in for Giroud, if anything, and keep Moana more in like the left wing 10 kind of thing?
But the left wing is for Mbappe. No one's touching that left-hand side.
Look, Mbappe cannot play every single minute of the game, and that's usually when Milani comes in for like 10 minutes. That's what happened every other time.
But they don't really sub Mbappe, do they?
No, Mbappe's never coming
off. He just moves positions. He might move to the not. Usually he just rotates a lot and just goes about his own business. He plays a free role, to be honest. So, But he does prefer the left hand side.
Okay. Were you able to bring up that Portugal squad?
It's coming. For whatever reason, now my internet starts, you know, it's when you need it the most.
Portugal got a lot of talent, though, going up front. Like, they got Yao Felix, they got Bernardo Silva, Gonçalo Ramos. Of course, Ronaldo is still out there to help them. Diego Jota is extremely, extremely clinical. Pedro Neto as well is so good. Yeah, I feel like he's a little underrated, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Here, I got it here. So, with the Portugal squad, right? And I'll tell you what, next to France, they probably have the next best thing. Mm-hmm. My one thing, and it kind of happened in the World Cup too, is Cristiano Ronaldo.
I feel like
this has to be said.
Leave this man alone, bro.
No, because I'm serious. Because even my Portuguese friends are saying, when it's not going right for Portugal, they're saying, get Cristiano off. Themselves are saying it too. This is their, you know, their... some would argue the best player in the history of the game, right? And he's targeting the 1,000 goals. That's why, you know, he's still in this game. The guy's still, he's an amazing player. He's world class still at the age of 38, 39 years old?
Yep.
39, you know? Yeah.
So the forward line of what Roberto Martinez is, I don't know what they're going to start. I'm pretty sure he's going to probably start with Gonzalo Ramos in the front line. If he's going to do like a 4-3-3, Rafael Leao, he gives you that speed on the wing.
And Joao Felix off the right?
That's where I'm stuck on him with Felix, because midfield-wise, they got players that could play that position for him.
Let's see the midfield.
Midfield-wise, they got Bruno Fernandes. Oh. They got Bernardo Silva. You know that those two. They got Vitinha.
They got Ruben Neves.
Even though he dropped his level in the league that he's playing in. I don't see him starting over Danilo.
Hey, don't sleep on Joao Neves.
And then you also got Pedro Neto. Dude, this is a strong midfield.
Hey, you know what? Portugal might be my winners of this competition, you
this
know.
This guy.
Look at the squad, this bro. Guy.
The squad is serious.
This ain't no joke.
They got a solid squad. They could potentially win it. They, you know, like I said, next to France, depth, they got it there. Mm-hmm. Again, defense, and the reason why I say defense, they're still relying on 41-year-old Pepe. And I think he was going to start. But I'll tell you what, he didn't look that out of shape when he was playing for Porto.
Yeah, and they have Ruben Dias at the back. Diego Dalo.
He's been a bit Nuno of a question Mendes, mark. He's been a Cancelo. Bit of a question mark. But he'll probably play with Pepe.
Inacio would also
play as well. Gonzalo Inacio. Ooh.
Nuno Mendes is another strong player.
I think
player
I have
too.
A new winner for this competition, you know, guys.
He's your left back here. Dalo for right back. Nelson Semedo, he's dropped off a bit ever since he went to Wolves, but he's a good player.
You still have Nuno Mendes that can play as a left back, bro.
They got a good spot. Even their goalies, all three of them. Great.
Jose
great
Sa, goalies. Diego Costa, Rui Patricio.
Some argue. He would start over Rui Patricio, but he's been their number one for so many years. Diego Costa, a great shout from Porto.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? This is a good squad.
It all depends. What's going to happen with him?
I think that's my biggest
question mark.
It's not only that. It's all depends on the chemistry of the team, too. Because you could essentially just play Ronaldo as the alternate striker and build a team to kind of facilitate him. But is it too much?
On the defensive end, you're losing a player.
Yeah. But you're gaining something with maturity and mentality. Why is my camera on? Yeah, but you're gaining something in terms of maturity and mentality. So that's another thing as well. Yeah. It's a lot to consider. We already know what the France squad is going to look like. That's going to be stacked. But hey, whoa. I'm excited to see how it happens. I'm excited to see how it all unfolds.
Do you guys also want to go over the German team? Because I feel like them.
Ooh.
Let's do it. Can't bring them up for nothing. So they're being the host of the tournament. They've actually been doing good in qualifications. Nagelsmann, I think, you know, since the whole debacle with the previous... who came after Lowe? Was it Hansi Flick?
Yeah, Flick.
It was Hansi Flick, okay. So, their official squad isn't available yet. This tournament starts next week. What's going on here? What you mean?
Like, what?
How do they not know what's going on here? Damn, there's a bit of... okay, so I think we know who's starting for goalie. We know who's starting for goalie, right?
Neuer.
Center back Rudiger is definitely playing.
Rudiger should be paired with Jonathan Tah. It shouldn't even be a debate.
Okay.
Squad is not out yet. So I think you should be paired with Jonathan Tah.
Here, I'll share it from the previous friendly. It gives you an idea.
Joshua Kimmich, right? Is that what German?
Yeah, so this is from their previous friendly.
So, Neuer, like we said, Rudiger, Ta, okay, I could see that. Kimmich, he played as a right back. So the, I thought the deal with Kimmich is I thought he was more of a center defensive mid.
Yep, or is that... he was more of a six.
Okay. But why isn't he complaining about, you know, his German national team position? You know?
You got Kroos. Andrew's a good player. Mostly Kroos, a Latin.
This is his last dance here.
Imagine if he goes out with the Champions League, a La Liga title, a Super Cup, and the European Championship. Just give this man the Ballon d'Or now, bro. Yeah,
just like Modric in 2018. He'll win the Ballon d'Or.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Musiala. Why is retiring?
Gundogan, I felt like he fell off a little bit with Barcelona, but...
For the experience, because I think he's their captain, too.
I thought it was Kroos.
Kroos is captain? Yeah, actually, it's, yeah.
I won't comment much. I haven't seen Mittelstadt play for his club as much. I haven't followed much of the Bundesliga besides Leverkusen. But they also got, you know, they got a decent bench themselves here. On this side right here.
That. My thing, my internet bugged out. Yeah, I was saying, honestly, I'd play Musiala in the 10 and Sané off one of the wings to kind of link up with
But Verts. Does Sané deserve to start over
Verts? He's off the left.
No. I'm saying I'm playing Sané off the right.
Yeah, but who's going to play off the left? You have Ritz there?
Wirtz. Yeah, Wirtz.
Yeah,
but what about Musiala? In the center? Yeah, so we're taking out Gundogan then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put Gundogan next to Kroos, probably. I feel like Gundogan needs to play.
There's our goalies. These are the backup strikers. Schlotterbeck's a good center back himself. Pascal Gross.
Wait, yeah, they have a good squad as well.
I thought this guy was Dutch. What is he doing here? Am I wrong for saying? No, I could have sworn he was Dutch.
No. Nicholas Füllkrug. He might be the striker for Germany, you know. Don't sleep on Füllkrug.
They had Kai here. Yo, Kai's got a place. Yo, he got a start. What you mean? Kai's got a start.
Fortunately.
He's got a start. Fortunately.
He wasn't in the Champions League final. I'll just put that out there.
We'll put Kai over here. You know,
he's all silent. He got. He's all silent.
He wasn't in any final. Wait, he wasn't in no finals this year.
Facts.
No, he was talking about a previous final to which you guys never shut up about.
At least we competed in competition.
Oh my God! Here we go. Here.
All right, guys. And on that note, oh boy. Thank you guys for joining us on the Final Whistle Podcast. This has been our Euros group stage preview, along with looking at some of the players, some of the squads and some of the players. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Please, I beg you, like, share, subscribe, comment. Even if you're talking foolishness, just still like, share, subscribe, comment. You know, we're here. Some reason my camera keeps good note to focus on it. It's pissing me off, but it's okay. I'll figure it out. Any last thoughts from the panel, from the boys?
Early predictions. So who do you guys got to just win the whole thing? Outright.
Portugal.
What about you?
Spain, no, France.
You're playing this safe. I'm telling you, it's coming home. It's going to England, bro.
All right, and fuck on that note, we're fuck ending it.
For the tournament. Let's go.
Nah, fuck all that. Nah. I ain't going to England. Honestly, just like Spurs, I don't want England to ever win any trophy anymore.
All right, we're not doing this.
Is England the Spurs, I know people, in the international scene? Is that what we're saying
here? Exactly. In England, yeah, and I'm not trying to catch any God. I know people that live in England, and I'm not trying to catch any smoke when I speak to them. So, thank you guys for joining us on the Final Whistle Podcast.
Put on this.
Please.
They'll agree.
At the end of the video, there's things with all their tags on it. Like, share, subscribe. Peace.